Is it on? Okay. So for those of you who don't remember, my name is Danielle. This is Parker. We were up here last year when I announced that we were pregnant with this little love here, Ash. She is now 5.5 months. And we just wanted to share the story of her coming back in July when she was born. It was a whirlwind. It was a little traumatic because she had to be put in the NICU for about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And Parker wanted to share how he reached out to people. He used the situation to reach out to other people and spread hope to other people. And I wanted to share a few verses here. Excuse me. Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. I will say, God and Parker were definitely my anchor during this situation. I definitely wouldn't have gotten through it without him. So we'll go ahead and switch over.
She's adorable. According to my mother, she is the new favorite. And then it goes Danielle, and then me. I've made my peace with it. It's okay. As Danielle said, I wanted to talk about a ministry that came about. This microphone is not as wrong as I thought it was. A ministry that came about whenever Danielle was in the hospital, and after Danielle was in the hospital as well. It was a continuation. The very first night that Ash was in the NICU and Danielle was recovering as well, I had to go back home. That was so hard. I had to go back home because we've got two little cats that desperately wanted to be fed. And as I was getting ready to leave, I sat down on the couch and just lost it. Completely broken, shattered emotionally and physically. And I was just crying out. I was like, please, please don't take them from me. And I think that was the catalyst. Because from that point on, I remembered that it wasn't just about the two of them, but it was about what they could do and what they were going to lead me to do in the next weeks to follow. In case you don't know, the best time to minister is whenever you're looking for ministry yourself. As Danielle was being released from the hospital, we were walking into the elevator after saying goodbye to Ash. We were walking to the elevator, and we heard someone just crying out. It was like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Help me. And immediately I was like, that sounds familiar. Danielle went to gather her stuff, and I walked over to this young man. His name was Jacob. I sat down, middle of a pandemic. Masks. No one could touch anything. No one could do anything to anyone else. 6 feet separation, everything. And I asked him, I was like, can I pray for you? Immediately, he turned off his phone, said yes. We sat there and we prayed. And we prayed. And he thanked me. A couple days later, we ran back into Jacob as we were leaving from visiting Ash. Smiling. He had the mask on, but you could tell. There was hope. There was happiness in his eyes. And then Danielle and I ran into a woman who had been sideswiped while her husband had just had a heart attack. It was a hit and run. And we prayed for her again. Immediately, she said, yes, please pray for me. And the prayer has done nothing but continue. Every time we went in, it was prayer for all the families that were in the NICU, prayer for the hospital staff, prayer for the nurses, the doctors, everyone. Constant prayer. Hope was such an anchor that it gave me peace. Then my peace became joy. And my joy became safety for others around me. It has been so long since I've been able to feel that, been able to express that. been able to share that. And it's all due to this little one right here and this little one next to me as well. But I do encourage everyone here during this time of giving, that we give hope, that we give our joy, that we give our time, even if it's just a couple of minutes. Like right whenever you lay down at night, think about the different things, the different people that you came across. The old woman who needed help with her groceries. The young man who obviously needs a little bit of guidance. Just say a few words for them. That's all that it takes. And then maybe you run across them again and you can do certain things for them that you didn't think about. Just don't lose hope. Instead, gift it. That's the best gift. The absolute best gift. And I'm rambling, so someone please take the microphone.
All right, we're going to pray together with Danielle and Parker and little Ash. You are so sweet. I love you. Isn't she precious? Would you stand with me? Hope is contagious, isn't it? I like what you said, that when you're in need of ministry is a time when sometimes you find your ministry. And so that was what was happening at the hospital. When you had great need, you're ministering to others, and that's how hope works, isn't it? Father, we pray your blessing upon this couple. We're grateful to have them as part of Faith Community Church. And we know last year, as we were expecting this delivery, and then when it came and the difficulties we faced, we never lost that expectant hope, that confidence in you and what you were going to do through all of this. And so we thank you for the overflow of hope that we witnessed in the delivery of Ash and all the people that were touched because of it. And so, Lord, I pray today that hope will continue and that you'll fill us with all joy and all peace, overflowing in hope to everyone who crosses our path. In Jesus' name, amen.